Shattered buildings still stand here, bearing witness to a relentless fight that ended when the Syrian army took the town in a surprisingly swift operation, after many had thought rebels will hold this town as a close point of entry to Damascus.
We're standing in the Khaniya district near Damascus, where the insurgents have moved in on the neighborhood earlier in September to release some of the pressure that the Syrian army was putting on Jobar district, also near the Syrian capital, Damascus. As you can see behind me, the level of destruction indicates the intensity of battles that took place here. The Syrian army is pressing ahead with its operations in the nearby Ain Tarma Valley and says that it won't stop until it regains full control over the eastern Ghouta district.
Militants from Al-Qaeda affiliates in Syria took this residential area, which is known to be a stronghold for government loyalists, who fled their houses with only the clothes on their backs. Today, they return to pick up what is left amid the ruins after the army regained their whereabouts.
The Syrian Arab Army, along with National Defense Forces, have successfully regained the area of Dukhania. We discovered in the area a weapons depot and supply tunnels. The terrorists were planning to use this area to launch a large-scale attack on Damascus City. During their attack, the gunmen abducted a number of civilians. We freed some of them, while the rest are still unaccounted for.
The battle ahead is Ain Tarma. One of the commanders explains the challenges that the future will carry.
As you can see on the map, this is Ain Tarma Valley. They have pulled back into their blocks and buildings on the other side of the valley. We are devising plans now to further pursue them. We want to benefit from the momentum of our gains in Adra, Alamalia, and now Adukhania. We know they have established strong defense lines with explosive devices and tunnels, but now we have some surprises for them too.
Syrian tanks press forward. No time to rest for these units. The mission is not yet accomplished to the full. To secure the perimeter of Damascus and eliminate all militant presence in the area. A mission that no doubt will not be easy. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus Countryside.